Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And it's time for a little history. So when Chicken Soup for the Teenage Soul was published in 1997, it quickly became the go-to source of comfort and advice for a whole generation of teenagers, and it sold more than 10 million copies around the world. And that book has continued to support teenagers as they go through their adolescence, and it remains one of our most popular titles. Well, I have exciting news. Now we have revised and updated Chicken Soup for the Teenage Soul. We have 36 new stories in it that weren't in the old edition, and we've kept most of the classic stories that everybody loved from the first edition, and the new ones that we've added are about what's happening today, being a teenager during the pandemic, using social media and technology, and many other modern-day issues. Stories that were out of date were removed, though, so that teenagers will not feel like they're reading their parents' Chicken Soup for the Soul instead of their own. So why is this book so important? It's because the teenage years are when kids discover who they really are and they define how the world sees them. It's the time when they start to feel empowered and recognize their strengths, and they become more mature about relationships with family and friends. They learn how to be compassionate, forgiving, open-minded. It's also a time when they can try new things and they can redefine how the world sees them and how they see themselves. So today I'm going to share two stories from this new 25th anniversary edition of Chicken Soup for the Teenage Soul. In these stories, teenagers tried something new and did redefine themselves. In our first story, Kamala Reese explains that she was offered a free adventure trip during the summer before college. Now, she wasn't an adventurous person, but this trip would give her a PE credit and save her from a whole semester of PE, and that in turn would reduce her tuition by at least $900 because she wouldn't have to pay for the PE course. Kamala says, "As a Black first-generation college student working to put myself through school, the potential for time, money, and energy savings was a trifecta. So I skimmed over the actual details of the trip, chose a week to leave, and signed all the paperwork that said if I died, it was on me. My parents and high school friends all basically said, Black people don't do that. But what did they know? In my somewhat conservative estimation, a week of near-death experiences was totally worth it." So she was so nervous on the day of departure, especially when she saw there were maybe 4 people of color out of 100 attendees. It shouldn't have mattered, but she says that it contributed to that little voice in her head that was still saying, Black people don't do this. So there they were in West Virginia, staying in cabins in the middle of the woods on a steep mountain many hours from home. Kamala had no choice but to plow ahead and participate. The very first day was whitewater rafting. And that started with Kamala realizing that she was too petite for the smallest adult life jacket, so she had to wear a child-sized one and keep her elbows down so the jacket wouldn't rise up on her. That didn't seem very safe, but she was assured that it was fine. The leader told them all the rules: have fun, listen, never tuck your feet into the raft, and curl into a ball if you pop out. They were going to do level 3, 4, and 5 rapids, so it wasn't exactly child's play. On the very first level 3 rapid that they hit, Kamala disgraced herself by popping out of the raft. She tucked in her legs as instructed, but then found that she was under the raft. She could hear her fellow rafters calling her name and fruitlessly searching for her. She says, "I panicked. How would they find me before I ran out of air under the raft? I wasn't a strong swimmer and my life jacket didn't fit right." Then she stopped panicking and did what always worked for her. She agitated, poking her feet through the bottom of the raft until someone felt her and realized where she was. When they got her back on the raft, the leader admitted that she was lighter than he had accounted for, and that was why she popped out. Later, when they hit a class 5 rapid, the raft overturned and they were all in the water. The adventures continued for the rest of the week. There was an uphill bike ride in the pouring rain and a caving experience where Kamala almost slipped into a sinkhole. She got badly sunburned, another first, and when her mom picked her up from the bus at the end of the week, she said that Kamala smelled like a goat. Kamala titled her story Rapid Lessons because that's what the first day was for her, a quick and dramatic lesson about what she was capable of trying and achieving. She realizes she should think about that whitewater rafting experience more often, saying, "I don't think of that time on the rapids nearly enough. The memory should come anytime I don't feel like I belong or I wish I could backtrack a decision or someone laughs at or questions my resolve. Anytime I question if breaking the rules to ensure my survival is okay, that memory should remind me that I am where I am supposed to be, doing what I'm supposed to, being who I ought to. And I don't have to second guess how capable I am. Anytime I must remind myself that Black people can do any and everything they choose to, that memory will resurface. I'll make sure of it." Kamala had actually submitted that story for our book about Black women called Chicken Soup for the Soul, I'm Speaking Now, but we decided to include it in our updated edition of Chicken Soup for the Teenage Soul because we are big proponents of trying new scary things, and that should start during adolescence. And we started that story with a quote from the renowned politician and writer, Stacey Abrams, which goes like this: "Not everyone's ambitions will be world domination or Carnegie Hall, but we should be driven beyond what we know and feel safe doing." After a word from our sponsor, I'll be back with another tale about redefining yourself, this one from a girl who was ever so shy in high school, but managed to talk her way through it and become a social teenager with lots of new friends.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
So Kamala Reese discovered a new, braver version of herself on her one-week adventure trip before her freshman year of college. And Kayleen Holder tells us that she embarked on her own adventure of self-discovery as a freshman in high school. Kayleen was shy and never felt like she fit in. She had one close friend who was good at making friends and had plenty of them, unlike Kayleen. Kayleen just couldn't seem to strike up conversations with people. She always stayed quiet. One day, her friend Bella was supposed to come over, but Bella was invited to go to the movies with some kids, so she suggested that Kayleen go with her instead of them hanging out at the house. This was a big deal for Kayleen and nothing for Bella. One of the moms drove them, a whole bunch of girls in a Suburban. Kayleen was nervous, but then she did something new. She came out of her shell and took part in the conversation. She says, "That was a night that would change my life. All the way there and all the way back, we talked and laughed, and notice I said we. I even told a few jokes and was so glad I did. By the end of the night, one of them turned around and yelled enthusiastically, laughing at something I said, 'I don't think I've ever really heard you talk before. You are hilarious. You are so fun to be around.'" Kayleen says she would have cried over that if she wasn't so busy smiling. In one night, she had broken through her shyness and shown who she really was, and everyone liked that girl. From then on, Kayleen was part of this fun group of girls. Just by intentionally changing her behavior and acting like she wasn't a shy girl, she became the outgoing girl she wanted to be. She says, I had just been a lonely high school freshman, but before I knew it, I had four best friends who gave me more love and confidence than I knew what to do with. And we started that story from Kayleen with a quote from Dolly Parton, who said, find out who you are and do it on purpose. Who knows? Maybe Dolly Parton was shy too. I'm AB Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Teenage Soul 25th Anniversary Edition. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book. And you'll find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Amazon. If you'd like to share your own stories, you can become one of our published writers. Check out the Submit Your Story area on our website. You'll see a list of topics we're working on, some story guidelines to help you write a great piece, and the form you fill out to send in your story for consideration. We are always looking for new storytellers to join the Chicken Soup for the Soul family. Come back for our next episode to hear a couple of stories from our new book about navigating elder care and dementia. These are stories about the importance of self-care for family caregivers.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.